Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
This is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Don't
we can go when we want to, night is young and so am I.
Welcome in to the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is 3 and Out, Baseball Friday edition of the program. I know Davey Hudson
elated.
Fired up.
Loves him some baseball.
Big baseball guy, Davey Hudson.
I tried to watch yesterday. Well, I didn't try. I actually did, so...
And?
It was very boring. And my take still stands as why I do not enjoy baseball.
What game did you watch?
The Braves Blue Jays.
Oh, yes. The model said take the Braves. I warned you they had not beat the Blue Jays all season. What happened?
I mean, find out the last time, like, other than last night or yesterday afternoon, that a team had won six straight against another team. I feel like that's very uncommon. Braves should have won. I mean, they were up for majority of the game, and then I can't remember. I think it was the bottom of the seventh. Just gave up, I think it was four runs on five hits. Like, just a terrible pitching performance by, I think his name was Will Smith. Real original, Will. Like, come on. Get a better arm and name.
It is Will Smith. 31 years old. You think he was named after Will Smith?
No.
Okay.
Not if he's 31. It means 1990, Will Smith really didn't hit the scene until about a year or so after. Unless his parents were like really big into the rap game in the super early 90s, like right when he was coming, he's like, I think this Will Smith kid's going to be a star. I'm going to name my kid Will. But I mean, Smith's like the most common name in the country, and Will's a pretty popular name. I mean, case in point, we had like three guys named Will on the show at one point. So, yeah, I don't think he was named after the Will Smith.
Fascinating. Okay. Just checking.
So no baseball for you. Are you going to tune in tonight for Vols Razorbacks?
Unless I get seriously injured and can't do anything but lay in bed tonight, no.
Seriously?
You're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
This is the biggest series in the history of Tennessee baseball.
Ever.
Ever. Number one, Arkansas. You know, if Tennessee.
Let me know when they make it to Omaha. I'll watch.
No, you won't.
I promise if they go to
I'm not watching. I'm not listening to your promises because you promised me you'd watch the Kentucky game and you didn't watch it. I didn't realize
the draft was the same.
I'm done with your promises.
I had to work.
You broke a promise.
I had to work.
You did not.
There's not a damn thing on tonight in the world of sports.
Exactly.
I'm not watching anything tonight. I'm going to be out on the water. I've already told you this. It's going to be warm enough. I can be outside.
I got the itch. I got to catch some catfish. Oh.
It's May 14th. You don't have to be on the water.
I got the itch. I already told you this.
Not even Memorial Day yet.
Bum. You're a liar and a bum.
I'll give you the liar part.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I end it.
It starts early, 6:30.
Oh, God.
He's going to be on the lake.
Even worse. If it started at like 9, that'd be better off for me.
Well, it's all about Dave.
You going to turn the radio on, maybe listen to it while you fish?
You got a good
sound system on the boat there?
That's not a bad idea.
I could do that. I don't know. We'll find
it. I mean, you could stream it on your phone, probably. It's on SEC Network Plus.
I'd have it. Maybe. Doubtful. I don't know. Jeez.
Disgraceful.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
It's an outrage.
People aren't going to like this take, but usually whenever it's time for just a big game in general for Tennessee athletics, things don't usually go our way. I've kind of been accustomed over the last decade to just not really care too much about those performances.
Mm.
Like, I don't know anything about either of these teams other than one is, like, the number one team in the country, one is number four. They're both at the top of the SEC. But if I had to put money on it, my money's on Arkansas tonight.
You are such a loser. You're a loser. Why? My money's on Arkansas. You literally said, I know nothing about these teams. My money's on Arkansas. Because you're a bum.
I prefaced it as to why I think Arkansas would win. It's just because this is what Tennessee does in these situations. It's nothing against the current regime. It's just how I've grown up watching Tennessee athletics. Whenever things are going good, something bad always follows.
That's true everywhere. No one's just good all the time and nothing bad ever happens.
The New England Patriots there for a very long time.
Yes, for a long time, but then bad things happen.
They had a 20-year run.
Yeah. Tennessee had that in the 90s and into the early 2000s and in the 80s. It happens. You're a bum. You're a loser. You have a loser mentality. I don't want to watch the game because they might lose.
Well, no, that's not why I don't want to watch the game.
No, I know you hate baseball.
Yeah.
He's like a 4-year-old. He just tries to pick the winner of the game in the moment because he has to be a fan of the winner.
I hope Tennessee wins.
The listeners are disgusted with you. I just want you to know that.
Like I said yesterday, right before the depot. But it's one of those things to where I want Tennessee to win. Do I tune in for this? No. It's baseball. Like people were already mad at me. They're blaming me for Ronald Acuna's injury yesterday. So I was like, all right, fine. I'm just not going to watch.
Yeah, it's your fault.
It was weird. He didn't even touch the bag, and he got hurt.
Did he roll his ankle?
Yeah, but it was kind of a weird way in which he went down. He never touched the bag because they ruled him out for not touching the bag. I know that much.
Was it the step beside the bag or the step after that when he hurt his ankle?
It looked like it was the step before the bag, based on what I saw. And then he comes up just hobbling, and he does that thing where he just hops on one leg like he's
right
in a race, but you can only use one leg, mm-hmm. and then he just eventually falls down and starts holding his leg.
I'd fake an injury, too, if I played for the Braves.
Mm.
Who are you a fan of?
Red Sox.
Ugh.
Explain to me the Boston thing, Adam Hickman.
That's a good point.
Do you want to know what he said to me when he came in today? They were talking about Tom Brady's return to Tampa, and he goes, I would give the pinky off either hand to be at that game. And I'm like, what? Why? Apparently Adam Hickman's big old Tom Brady sheep.
Mm-hmm.
A Brady homer. He's a Brady boy.
I'll start breaking out the Tom Brady t-shirts next week.
But why Boston?
I don't know. I've always been a fan of the area.
Because I can hear your accent. There. You have no Boston there.
There ain't a, never there been ain't there a cent of Boston in that.
No. No. Huh. Fascinating. So, Brady, but not
were you
New
a
Buc- England.
Wait, are you a Pats or a Bucks fan?
He's a Brady fan.
I follow wherever Brady goes.
Oh, my God.
I actually
don't. That's why you're in the Bucks gear.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, because you'd be a big old hypocrite.
Well,
Mr. Peyton Manning.
I did it honestly. I followed Peyton.
Uh-huh.
Because I liked him.
Right.
And then when he took the year off, I was like, I'm going to pick a team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously the Titans, but I got to have my secondary team. I just so happened to pick Denver. It's not like I follow Denver now.
No, you don't.
When it comes to pro sports, I always like picking allegiance to a player rather a team.
Ugh.
Unless we have a team in our area, which I mean, we kind of got the Titans, but
we kind of got the Titans.
That's 3 hours away. That's not really
okay.
Area.
It's like 2.5, 2:15 if you cook it. Well, yeah.
Your truck in the area. 80. That's the closest professional team to like Knoxville. So you don't have like any allegiance to any other professional team if you're going to use that. It's got to be in the area.
No, he's saying players.
Yeah, that's players what he said.
So you don't have no NBA team, no MLB team, no NFL team.
No, it's Celtics, Red Sox, and wherever Tom Brady plays.
Boston, formerly of Boston.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll allow it.
There's some it's logic
not
there.
It's still not as stupid as Brandon Orick's plan. I'm going to be a Mets fan, a Celtics fan, and a Colts fan.
That one's weird.
Well, sometimes you just as long as you.
I mean, at least Rick just is, you know,
he's
Texas.
Dallas.
Yeah,
he's as long as you stick with a team kind of from childhood, it doesn't matter. There's different rules at different levels.
Mm.
You can pick if you pick a team as a kid and you stick with that team for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter why you picked them as a kid.
Now there may or may not be a Cincinnati Bengals stocking hanging in my parents' basement right now from when I was like 5.
Well, I'm not.
You were wise to ditch that.
Yeah, I'm not saying you have to stick with them. I'm just saying if let's say you're, you know, from Knoxville, Tennessee, and just as a kid, you just decide you're going to like the Lakers and you like the Lakers your whole life, you can't really hate on that.
Sure.
But if you pick the Lakers from Knoxville, Tennessee, with no connection to it, just because they were good like the last few years or whatever, which I know they haven't been, but you know what I'm saying. Any team.
The Lakers?
Yeah.
I mean, they're defending NBA champions.
Well, I mean,
I'd say they're
well, the
doing
last
all right.
Year, yeah, but that's what I mean.
Okay.
I don't have an NBA team. I kind of wish that Memphis was in Nashville. I think I'd root for them then.
If Memphis was in Nashville?
Yeah, like the Grizz.
I know what you meant. It was just funny.
What if Nashville got a baseball team?
I'd pull for them. I wouldn't watch them, but I'd pull for them.
Okay.
You don't even pull for the Vols.
No, I'm wanting them to
They're
win.
They're right
tonight.
Here.
I'm wanting them to win.
I can almost see the stadium.
But wanting them to win, you just predicted them to lose.
But that doesn't mean I don't want. I predicted Tennessee to beat. Well, let's not use a football example because that's. That's really bad. There's been plenty of times I've predicted.
You predicted Tennessee to beat a team at the end of Jeremy Pruitt's era, and you probably hoped that they would lose.
That's different. If I'm wanting a coach to get fired, I want Tony Vitello to get a contract extension and be here for a long time because I understand he's turned this program around. Like I see the logic, and it's a very simple path in that respect. But whenever I'm looking at a team that I like, but I don't think they're going to win, like, let's say, for example, Tennessee football right now, we're going to go play Alabama. I would like to see Josh Heupel beat Alabama. I am not going to predict that Josh Heupel beats Alabama.
Okay, Tennessee football versus Alabama football is not even close to the same conversation as Tennessee baseball versus Arkansas tonight. They're worlds apart.
Okay, fine. We'll go back to the example. I wanted Tennessee to beat Georgia at the beginning of the season in Tennessee football. But I predicted Georgia to win because I thought Georgia was better. You, on the other hand, thought Tennessee would beat Georgia.
They were up at the half. They were up at the half. What?
It's just
if they,
funny.
You know, a halftime.
I'm just thinking back to
halftime
that game.
Adjustments.
I'm not laughing
bench
at you.
Garantana.
I'm laughing at JG. I'm laughing at Jeremy Pruitt.
It is hard to pull a Tennessee football reference for that exact thing.
Yeah.
I did. You just had to invert it.
Kentucky, maybe. I'm just saying, you know literally nothing about this baseball team, and you just decide to predict them to lose. That's the funny part.
If Arkansas is ranked fifth, would you still predict Tennessee to lose the game if they were fourth?
If you didn't tell me it was the biggest series in Tennessee baseball,
what if Tennessee
history,
was one and Arkansas was two, and it was the biggest series? And
I'd still the fact that you have to tell me it's the biggest series, I'm going to go against the Vols in predicting because I know how Tennessee has treated me my entire life. Mm. Whenever
so this has nothing. Okay,
this has nothing to do with the baseball team.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with fact. It's just your emotion.
Yep,
that's my entire point.
Emotion.
No,
I wouldn't
no.
know if that's the correct word.
Yes,
but
you are picking against Tennessee so that if they win,
well, based on previous evidence, you can those things happen.
No,
it's not emotion.
Like, he did get his heart ripped out,
but he just wants to be able to say he was right. If he's upset that we lose.
It has nothing to do with being right. It's like Nate said, I'm using past evidence to predict the future.
Oh, my God.
But what I find...
That's why we study history, so we don't repeat the same mistake
but
again.
What I find weird is it's not any baseball history. Like,
no.
You're applying
that's
other sports to baseball.
No, no, just the University of Tennessee as a whole.
So anything involved with the university, if they get in a big moment, you expect
the Lady
them to
Vols
fail.
Were in a big game with Arkansas yesterday, and they won.
Tennis knocked off Florida, number one in the country, Florida, to win the SEC championship as a huge underdog. None of this.
Come on, man, be positive.
It's all about football, though.
You got a ball, leave.
He doesn't care about tennis or ladies softball, or he says the whole university, but that's not really what it's about. It's really about basketball and football.
Yeah, the sports that make money for the university.
That's not why you watch those. It wouldn't matter.
No, I watch them because, I mean, they're the most popular, and they're the two sports that I've grown to love over the years. Mm. It's what I grew up playing.
Tennessee, Arkansas tonight. Biggest series maybe ever.
Maybe ever.
So are you guys predicting a win? I mean, this isn't like a football where, like, oh, we're going to wait and we're going to say, oh, I got the Vols 7-4 or something like that at the end. Like, I mean,
just because you said that, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to wait till the end of the show, give our predictions.
Nate, do you predict that the Vols win tonight?
Save it for the end of the show.
I got to go through Callum's preview first. I need more. I got to look at the data, the numbers.
Yeah, see, Davey, this is called research instead of just blindly, lazily, bum throwing out.
Mm-hmm.
Like a nothing burger of a prediction. We're actually going to look at the data, the facts, the stats. Chuck, the stats. So that we can formulate an opinion on the game. That'll take place on the field, not in your heart. Bum.
You know, Houston, there's been a lot of chatter around the building this week about my South Carolina roots.
Yep.
And I think this is a good tie-in for Tennessee baseball.
Mm-hmm.
If you know anything about South Carolina football, you know that it is atrocious. The history of that program is one of, I don't know how they're in the SEC, to be quite honest. And ever since the chicken curse of about whatever that was 40 years ago.
The what?
The chicken curse. Don't worry about it. Anything.
No. What? The chicken curse?
Yeah, they had a live rooster mascot.
They still do.
A Clemson fan wrung its neck on the field before a game back in...
Wait. A Clemson fan just went down there, grabbed the live rooster, and slung him around.
Yep.
And that's a curse on South Carolina?
Apparently. I don't know. I can't remember all the details.
Okay.
I figured animal cruelty would...
Yeah,
this was way back in the day.
Andy informs me that Will Smith won a Grammy in '89, so there might be a tie there.
I was going to call you out on that, but I really didn't care that much. But yeah, like, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was '85 to '92.
His breakthrough came in the 90s.
Okay. Continue with your South Carolina.
Maybe this is, I don't know, maybe I'm mixing up the two stories. But anyway...
The chicken curse.
It says it was enacted by Ben Tillman. I'm pretty sure he was a Clemson guy. Anyway, yeah. Anything that can't, anytime they start to have any type of success, it all falls apart. I mean, it just does. And maybe you can maybe even make that case to this day.
Just even, South Carolina football.
Even their best teams. No. Like, well, yeah, yes and no. Kind of like what Davey's talking
Frank Martin went to the Final Four.
Yeah. But, right, just South Carolina football.
Okay.
But like a lot of Southern schools, football was kind of all that mattered. I mean,
sure.
They never, I mean, anyway. The baseball team, though, for some reason.
Pay attention, Davey.
I'm listening.
It was, you know, SEC, Southern, play baseball for, you know, most months of the year down this area of the country.
Mm-hmm.
They were always pretty good. And for whatever reason, Alex's boy from a few years back, Jackie Bradley Jr., down 3-2, elimination game and whatever, all of a sudden, as an unseeded underdog, he gets a hit. They tie the game. They win the game. They work their way all the way through a loser's bracket and win a national title. Then they go back-to-back. It's like all that curse from football just got 180'd into baseball. Now they're ADs. The baseball coach. This would be like Tony. Imagine if in.
Said that backwards.
If in 15, whatever, 20 years, Tony V is our AD because he's been so successful as a baseball coach, he starts fixing football.
I don't think they ever let another coach be AD again.
Yeah, it didn't really work out. I don't know. He did have a football mind, though. That's what he was going to do, fix football. I trust Tony V over Fulmer.
There you go. I'm just saying it can happen. If it can happen for
I agree
lowly...
with you. I'm just it's him. It's he's the problem. The bum. You're a bum.
I didn't say it couldn't happen.
Yeah, you just predicted it for no reason other than your sadness. It will not stand. This is bigger than you, Dave. Bigger than you. You got to volleave.
Apparently it goes back to...
Is this the chicken curse? Chicken curse? Okay.
Yeah, back to former South Carolina Senator Ben Tillman. The school was established in 1801, and it's... I'm not sure when this article was written, but in the three... Oh, this was written in like... This was written in like 06. So
close.
It says, the Gamecocks' lone conference championship in football, an ACC crown from 1969, was later forfeited because they had used ineligible players. I'm telling you, man, it can happen.
Cursed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what we need. No, never mind.
Legend has it that after South Carolina State legislator made its initial effort to prevent Clemson's existence, Tillman slammed a pitchfork into the ground on campus at Carolina, declaring the university to be cursed. They did wring a chicken's neck at a football game once, though. That's just a separate story.
Wait. So, because they didn't want Clemson to exist, this guy throws a pitchfork in the ground and says, cursed, and that just worked?
Look at Clemson now. Look at South Carolina.
It took some time.
It did.
But it took a lot of time. A pitchfork.
I don't know. Hey. Clemson won, a national title in
80-81? You want to go to Tuscaloosa later next
whatever
week?
Whatever the non- Georgia one is.
So that's, dude, okay, I got it. 13 road trips, 13 pitchforks. We just curse every school.
Let's do it.
It's, it takes some time, especially that trip to Missouri. They're in the middle of nowhere. But think of all the good diners we could eat at, probably a lot of good places to eat, nice people. Meet Tennessee fans all over the place, behind enemy lines. 13 pitchforks. We could crowdsource it.
Yeah,
have people just, go to the university and might take 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it might fix Tennessee football.
The biggest example is in 1984 when South Carolina had gotten to 9-0 and was number one in the country and was going to play, I think, in the Orange Bowl. And if they won, they were going to be national champs. All they had to do was beat Navy in the final game of the season, and they lost.
Well, servicemen.
Support the troops.
Yep. Tough to beat.
All right, that's enough about that. We got Callum's full baseball preview to educate all the people that care, all the good folks that are in on this series this weekend.
It better be entertaining.
You can take the next segment off.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Just make sure you hit the correct buttons. We'll be right back with more 3 and Out.
You bum.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
I tell him to take a segment off, and this is what he does.
I play Creed all the time.
Yeah, but this is the sad song.
Captain Touchback says, quote, "I like Boston teams and Tom Brady." Where do you find these people? HR department needs to be more thorough in their vetting of your employees.
Worst sports fandom, Comas Hickman.
Hickman.
Okay.
Comas is all New York teams.
At least he's from that area.
Well, like his dad. He's
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. I think he lived in New Jersey for a while. Yeah. Not in Memphis. He lives like Rutgers, though.
Ooh. That's where he's from.
That's true.
That's disgusting, though. Rutgers. I was telling Chris before the show, you can't call me a bandwagon fan because my first two memories of Tom Brady were him losing to Eli Manning in two Super Bowls. So I stuck through that garbage.
What is it about Tom Brady that you like?
I don't know. I brought up Jackie Bradley Jr. You didn't know who it was. He played for the Red Sox for the last 8 years.
He's a casual Red Sox fan.
He was the starting center fielder.
Casual Red Sox fan, pretty diehard Celtics fan, and diehard Brady fan.
All right. Fair enough.
So you and Brandon, you guys like talk Celtics?
Never talked to Brandon.
Why not? He's a nice guy. You should reach out. You guys should start like going to bars and stuff. Like start a Celtics fan club.
It's going to be a short-lived offseason for them.
Yeah,
postseason, not offseason. It'll be a long
playing game, right?
Wait till next year.
Playing game.
They'll be in the playing game. Jason Tatum, though, what a star.
Mm.
He does have a lot of potential.
You would.
Guy's been lighting it up. Just didn't have a supporting cast.
Am I crazy? Tatum played at Duke, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're done here.
TK, bum. TK weighed in, says that he did predict back when Vandy was in town for the baseball series that if Josh Heupel or anyone from the football team got involved with the baseball team, we'd lose. He was right.
Who's throwing out the first pitch tonight?
There's some speculation, but it certainly seems like it might be Peyton.
Trey said it was going to be Peyton.
He did. Trey just went out there and did it, huh?
He didn't say that. He just had the white shroot with the cowboy hat on, shooting the guns up in the air. Mm. Pew, pew. You know?
Yeah. So does that count, TK?
That's a good question.
Is Peyton, are we bringing the football curse to Lindsey Nelson by having, Heupel, he hadn't done anything wrong yet, except he, you know, didn't even get it across the plate. But neither did Fulkerson, and we won that game.
True. Well, here's your preview.
Come on.
Tonight.
Hit me with it.
6:30, first pitch. It's the Vols. It's the Hogs. Number one Arkansas makes the journey to Lindsey Nelson to face number four Tennessee. It's the 64th meeting between the two schools and the 28th time in Knoxville. Arkansas leads the all-time series 36-27, 14-13 in Tennessee's favor here at home. The Vols are
14-13?
Yep.
Ooh.
Vols are 2-8 in the last 10 versus the Razorbacks, the last meeting being swept in three games, Fayetteville 2019. So some revenge time. For the second time in as many weeks, Tony Vitello will face a former team who's the assistant coach and recruiting coordinator under head hog Dave Van Horn from 2014 to 2017. Tony V helped the Hogs win 40 or more games three times in advance to the 2015 College World Series. Arkansas is hitting .232 this season, which is 10th in the SEC.
It's kind of that's remarkable.
Meanwhile, their ERA as a team is 4.65, which is fifth best in the league. They're third in homers, five behind second place Tennessee with 37, Auburn's first with 38. Arkansas is first in walks, Tennessee second.
I feel like we were first for a long time. Maybe we've just been leapfrogging back and forth on the whole walks thing.
We're only three behind them, so pretty close. The probable starter for Arkansas tonight is junior left-hander Patrick Wicklander, 6'1", 205-pounder. He is
he's a bum, too.
4-1 with a 1.42 ERA.
What'd you say, 6'1 what?
205.
It's like Dave. Mm-hmm, it's basically much. You, Dave.
What's the measurement?
6'1", 205.
He's got 15 pounds on me, but yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. Basically the same. Yeah, he does. 15 probable pounds of starter. Muscle. Actually, no, probably he's probably fat boy.
For Saturday, Hogs. Sophomore right-handed pitcher Peyton Pallett, 6'1", 175. He's actually 0-2 with a 5.13 ERA.
We like that.
And their Sunday starter, he has 6.98 ERA.
Jeez. Really? That's – how are they so good? Well, I think Callum told us their bullpen's pretty awesome.
SEC Pitcher of the Year candidate Kevin Copps. You read that correctly. Not Kumar Rocker or Jack Leiter, but Kevin Copps is the Razorbacks' best reliever. He's 4-0 with a .45 ERA. He's appeared in 14 games, pitched 40 innings, given up 23 hits, only 2 runs, 65 strikeouts.
40 innings?
2 runs.
2 runs. 65 strikeouts?
Yep.
How do we avoid that guy?
He's 4-0 with 6 saves in his 14 appearances.
All right.
So,
Yeah, but we'll They got to hit the cheese tonight.
They got some other good arms coming out of the bullpen. On the hitting
side. Our bullpen's been kind of meh lately, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freshman right fielder Caden Wallace leads the Arkansas attack from the plate with a .327 batting average, 34 hits, 7 doubles, 24 RBI. Those are all SEC numbers. Their DH has 7 home runs. His name is Matt Goodhart, or Goodert. I guess Goodhart. That's all spelled out there. Arkansas's team fielding percentage of .983.
Leads the league.
Is second in the league behind Alabama.
Where are we on that?
They've committed just 15 errors on the year. Tennessee has committed the fourth most errors with 22. So we're down near the bottom. Tonight's contest will be played in front of a sold-out Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Oh, that sounds good.
It'll be on SEC Network Plus. Bob Kessling and former Vol captain.
Rusty Enser. Wait, but Bob's on the call tonight?
Have the call. Yeah.
I think that's what he meant when he said Bob.
I was just reiterating.
Saturday's game will be on SEC Network, where 3-time All-American selection, SEC Player of the Year, and College World Series All-Tournament great Chris Burke will call the game in front of another sold-out crowd. First pitch is noon. And the third and final game of the series is Sunday, slated for 1 o'clock on SEC Network Plus.
TK reminds me that Manning was in attendance for the Georgia State game. Is that true? Was he there?
Oh, God, was he?
You know, that boat was supposed to be a sacrificial offering.
I think he was at the Georgia State game.
I think the boat burning was supposed to be the curse cure, but then when the band member passed out on the field, that, like, reversed the reverse. It was a double reverse of the curse.
I still thought that was really funny.
That someone passed out from heat exhaustion? No, you are a bum. You're a monster.
The picture of the band playing. There's just one guy passed out.
The music. Hey,
you can't just stop. They're performing. What did they do? Did somebody run and, like, zigzag through the formation and then just drag the poor kid out?
I used that picture for an article, and, like, I thought Vol for Life Facebook was going to, like, shun me out of the group.
Did they? They should have, because you're a bum. That's so unfortunate for that person.
August 31st, 2019, Knox News confirms Peyton Manning is in attendance for Tennessee's opener against Georgia State.
Kind of hurts our argument all of yesterday about how he only shows up for the big games.
That's a good point.
But it helps everyone's argument that says he's bad luck.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, that's what, the worst loss in school history?
I wonder what his record is in attendance past his playing days. Because, it's only big games, Georgia State.
Oh.
The South Carolina game.
South Carolina. Steve Spurrier.
Is he over? Surely not. Surely
we've
been
to games we've won.
Right?
Not many, but he's not. There's no. We're sure? There is no way he has never been back to Neyland and we have not won a game.
Somebody needs a deep.
We had. There's a 20-year period. You're telling me he's not seen a win at the stadium in over 20 years?
Well, he also would come back on his bye week with the Colts and the Broncos, but if we were on the road, he'd go on the road. Mm. Buddy, I'm sure. I'm not sure. I'm hoping. I hope to God we have won at least one game in front of Peyton Manning.
He
comes back and blesses us with his presence.
You have to cross-reference his bye weeks for his entire NFL career with Tennessee's game that week, and then look for articles saying that he was in town.
I swear I cannot remember a victory.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it hadn't happened.
He was at the battle at Bristol.
There we go.
Okay, not Neyland, but Neyland's he was there, stadium. But he's not over.
That was a home game.
Was it?
We were orange. Hey.
Yeah, we were the home team.
Actually, didn't both teams wear?
No, they wore their like brick uniform.
That, it was like that rock.
That was, okay, I will give Butch Jones credit. That was smart. He's like, whenever they play this game over time.
Yeah, that was
true.
Even
though it's not really been played over time.
Because the alternates, are you guys going to? He was just like, no, this game.
Oh, God.
We're going to go traditional.
There was an article. It just said Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning meet ahead of Tennessee, and then it ... And I click on it. Georgia State game. There's the picture.
Ryan Leaf. Oh, was he in the booth for that one?
I don't know. They're standing on the field before the game in this picture.
Noah has let me know that Peyton was at the Kiffin home opener. Oh, gosh. Austin Peay?
Western Kentucky.
Kiffin?
No, that was...
Didn't Kiffin open up with UCLA?
No, that was like week two.
Yeah. That was week two.
It was a good game.
What? The one up here that we lost?
I mean, we lost, but it was a good game.
I don't remember it being a good game at all. I remember Crompton throwing them all in the dang dirt. Yeah.
The atmosphere was good. I remember that.
These young people.
I just remember Ed Orgeron saying, no one hates UCLA more than Lane Kiffin and Ed Orgeron. We're not losing to UCLA. Then they lost UCLA. I do remember Dennis Rogan knocked, what was it, Prince? Was that their quarterback? Kevin Prince? Knocked his teeth out. Do you know that?
It was Western Kentucky.
It was?
Yeah. Big win, 63-7.
Oh yeah, we thought we were on.
UCLA 19-15.
19-15. Like, what kind of a score is that? 19-15.
Alabama was 12-10.
Yeah, that was a national championship Bama team. I'll never forget.
For the win.
Freaking Cody.
I mean, the only really like just awful game you look at that Kiffin had would have been Ole Miss. Yeah.
Dexter McCluster.
No,
he could
catch that guy.
I've never seen anything like. I mean, don't get me wrong. Dexter McCluster was a good college player. It was like he had like soap all
he
over
was
him.
Barry Sanders that day. With speed.
Sanders wishes he was that good all the time.
With
like
more
I
speed.
American Wisenhunt. It's like, we gotta get Dexter McCluster, and they gave him that contract.
Probably that game made Dexter McCluster all the NFL money he ever made. They just were like, oh yeah, go watch this tape against Tennessee. How many Tennessee highlights have gotten draft picks more money or slid them up board? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's so bad when Bama's good, too, because they always, because the orange pops, you know, they always show clips of people just roasting us.
It wasn't as bad as I expected this year for the draft. I mean, I watched all 3 days. We were pretty fortunate compared to where we've been in the past.
Tyler Mink wants to know if Peyton was at Auburn when Pruitt beat him.
I was at that game. I didn't see him there. I know Bruce.
Did you scan all 85,000 people and make sure?
I know Bruce and Chris Lofton were there, and they honored Chris for the Outlive program.
Yeah.
Well, Peyton was at the Florida game this past year.
He was?
According to this.
That one doesn't count. Like, Peyton, like, I don't think Peyton's ever seen Tennessee beat Florida.
Hey. Watch it. Watch it.
What? There's only like a 4-year period that well, he wouldn't have been back for 98 because he had been in first year in the league. 2001 and 2, 4 and 16.
I don't know how you cross-reference and find this. I would love to know the win-loss record and the opponent for every football game Peyton has attended since leaving for the NFL.
What year was he out with the neck injury? It would have been a little 12.
No.
11? Is 11 or 12?
11 was his first year in Denver because I went to a preseason game, saw him throw a touchdown.
11 was his first year in Denver?
I'm pretty sure.
There's no way, man.
Maybe it was 12. Was Butch Jones 13 or 12?
Dooley was 12.
Okay, then it was 12. Because it was Dooley's last year because we went to the preseason game against the 49ers, and then we came back for the NC State game in Atlanta.
Apparently he was honored at halftime of the Georgia game.
Yeah, Denver was 12-15.
In 2017 when we lost 41-0.
We honored him at halftime in a 41. Oh, my God. First play, pick. He's just like, damn it.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Hickman probably doesn't know that story. Yeah, that's why the turf at Neyland was so bad during the Butch Jones years.
That's why we always had players getting hurt on the field. Because he wanted grass that would stay green in the winter for recruiting. Do you know that, Dave?
So during the
I knew it was for recruiting purposes, but I didn't know it was like, oh, we just got to make it look tip-top. It's just like, oh, I guess that makes sense.
Do you remember that North Texas game?
They wrote articles about the field.
It was like spray-painted mud.
Yeah.
It was green mud that they played on.
Didn't a guy scored a touchdown, was not even, it was one of our running backs. He wasn't even.
It was Kamara.
Was it Kamara?
He got into the end zone and just
he wasn't even
tried
running
to stop
fast.
And
he
slid.
He kind of jogged across the goal line, no one around him, and then just kind of naturally like planted his foot to like stop running because he's in the end zone. Whoop. And the whole thing slid like a rug with no sticky, you know, mat underneath it. Just like my dog when you let him out of the crate and he's excited to go eat and he's like
hits the corner, keeps going.
Yeah.
But
so
that grass.
We've identified that Peyton was in attendance for the 2016 Alabama game, which was a top 10 matchup, which was back when we thought we could beat Alabama.
We got smoked.
49-10. I don't know. When did Manning get cursed? That's my question.
I don't think he is cursed.
Tennessee is cursed through him? How did that happen? Because he leaves, T. Martin rolls in, championship.
You might be honest on that.
I mean,
maybe him spurning Ole Miss to come here gave him success, but cursed Tennessee football. But then he leaves and we want now.
Did Tennessee do some weird selling itself to the devil as a program to get Peyton Manning so it didn't affect him but it affected us? But only when he's around?
I don't know. I really don't. I can't explain it.
The Mannings are, we talk about curses in Tennessee and, you know, the Bayou. I mean, there's a lot of ties there. And then Saban.
So you're saying that because the Mannings are from New Orleans.
Right.
That somehow, some way, in a Bayou shack, some lord of voodoo has cursed Tennessee?
Yeah, but not Peyton. They protected Peyton.
Because he's local.
Because
he's a hometown kid.
I think it's a special spell. They said, Peyton will not be harmed. He will be good at his craft, but he will not win a national championship.
Right.
He will only win championships outside of, you know, going to Knoxville, Tennessee.
I don't like this.
In the NFL.
He's Peyton Manning. I don't like, he's not cursed.
Okay.
Now, we might be. And maybe it was some voodoo, but I don't like tying
Peyton. Rohan Davies' mom.
I actually think I've heard that before.
I have heard that before.
After he got knocked out in the 0-1 championship game? I mean, that would actually add up. I mean, go timeline.
Who was their offensive coordinator, LSU's, that year?
Couldn't tell you.
Apparently, he put in the quarterback draw, like, right at the end of the week, just as like a, hey, let's run it this way against Tennessee, something. And then when what's-his-face comes in.
Matt Mock.
They just kept going to it, and we couldn't stop.
Apparently Nick Saban tried to get Matt Mock to play safety to start the season.
Yep.
Wish that would have worked. Matt Mock should have been a safety. Oh, good times, man. Those are good. So tonight, first pitch, we think Peyton. You think he's warming up right now? I bet you he is. How many pitches do you think Peyton's going to throw?
It was Jimbo Fisher.
I almost said that, and I was like, no, I think he came in later.
I read that the other day because it was that callback about that dumb article about his Nick Saban's dumb call going for it on fourth down and not getting it.
Fourth and an inch on your own 23.
Yeah, not getting it.
Didn't get it. We were up 14-7 and couldn't close the deal.
But his player said that let them know he believed in them, that they could win.
To his surprise, because I don't think he necessarily did.
No, I don't think he did either.
You know.
You don't believe in them if you're going for it in that situation.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's funny how that worked out, though. They're like, oh, man, he trusts us to get an inch. And they didn't. They lost just, 2 yards on the play.
They're just stupid. But sometimes, I mean, ignorance is bliss.
Jimbo Fisher puts in the QB draw, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Now we got Texas A&M going out and getting a Jimbo Fisher, and we just, you know, kept bargain shopping, and Shiano ended up.
Don't do that to
Heupel. We've never done that.
We've never done that.
We've never opened up the checkbook and just gotten the guy, ever.
Well?
Yeah, we did. Danny White.
Yeah. Got Danny. We paid him a lot of money, man. And the buyout.
Oh, we pay a lot of money. That's not the problem. We got the money. We just.
Danny White got his man. Nate.
First choice.
And he didn't even want to because he didn't want to steal him from UCF. But he did.
Just wait until Barnes retires and Mike White's coaching for us.
No. That's like nepotism. They can't do that. Can't happen. No. Nate Oates. That's a different conversation. That's one I'll have.
He'll take over for Coach K once he leaves in a couple years.
You think so?
No, they won't offer him.
Yeah. Nate Oates is not superior enough for the Duke Blue Devils.
No, they'll just
I wouldn't say they'll keep it in the family. Yeah, they'll keep it in the family. I mean, that's how they're going to operate.
I hate that. Like, I hate when programs do that. They just keep it in the family. For what reason?
The fact they've had success for 40 years just hiring the same assistants.
When has that worked? Look at Holly Warlick.
Bill Guthridge. Yeah, I went with Adam on this one.
UConn won a national championship doing it.
Yeah, and then that guy flamed out.
Oh, yeah, I'd hate to have a national championship and then it not work out afterwards.
I think that season, we can all agree, was kind of lightning in a bottle for UConn. It wasn't that wasn't a good hire. Was it Kevin Ollie, right?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of did it when we went and got Barnes. That's worked out. Kind of. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying Jimbo was fed up with Florida State. Yeah, it was just kind of right there on the table for A&M.
Yep.
Barnes was getting out at Texas, and good things happened. All right.
We'll come back. We'll kick off hour two. Stick with us right here. Friday edition, 3 and Out.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio. Hey,